Okay, good morning to everybody on this Yom HaZikaron. Continue our study of Pirkei Avos. Now we're up to the Av Beis Din of Yehuda ben Tabbaya, a figure of Shimon ben Shetach, who was a really fascinating figure amongst the Chachmei HaMasora, who was able to be a sole survivor when all in a generation when all of the Chachamim were brutally massacred. It's appropriate to remember that on Yom HaZikaron, and he, like Yehuda ben Tabbai, spoke about the responsibilities of the Dayanim. Yehuda ben Tabbai, again, yesterday we talked about the idea of, maintaining a healthy skepticism, but then, giving people a chance to have a blank slate. So, Shimon ben Shetach Omer, have you mar belach kor es ha'edim? You have to ask many questions of the witnesses. Again, be very thoroughgoing in your approach. But when you formulate your words, right, don't ask the kinds of leading questions from which people can discern. The Bartanura said, don't say, oh, well, if this is what happened, then there wouldn't be any issue. Shema mitocham, you'll do the shaker, because you'll cause somebody, maybe they had the intention of being very honest in the process, when they realize, there's something to be gained by being a little bit less than completely honest through the process. So, Shema mitocham yilmedu l'shaker, that they're going to, engage in a kind of deception because they're paying very careful attention to what's going to be a winning claim in this context. Now, the Gaon points out, right, Shema mitocham yilmedu l'shaker, it's not just a lifnei iver issue, but there's a separate issue that is involved in terms of midvar sheker tirchak. That we don't want to say anything that could cause, sheker. In addition to that, having mar belach kor seidim, so Shimon ben Shetach wasn't just giving, an etz tova, a very nice piece of advice, but it was also a din d'oraisa. The pasuk says, v'derashti v'chakarta v'shalta hitev, v'hinei emes nachon hadavar netzesoha toivo hazos v'kirbecha. This is in the context of the Ir HaNidachas, but and the Vilna Gaon points out, based on the Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, that this is on a d'oraisa level relevant not just to dinei nefashos, right, where there could be actually a capital offense, certainly in the case of avodah zarah, but it applies to dinei mamonos as well. The only reason we didn't actually have the full process of drisha v'chakir and dinei mamonos is the Gemara in Sanhedrin explained shalosin al delas bifnei lavin, that it would cause the credit markets to freeze up because nobody's going to give a loan if they know that they can't collect a loan and they're going to have to show up in court and it's going to be such a to do, and they can't just say, here, look at the shtar, look at the witnesses, this man owes me money. People are going to be willing to do that, but to be subjected to a drisha v'chakira, people are not going to be willing to do. Nobody enjoys that process. And it was a sacrifice that we're willing to make. Yesh koch b'yad chacham lakar davar min haTorah v'shev v'al taseh, to, uproot the normal process of interrogation that would go on, even in dinei mamonos, k'dei shelo tinal dalas b'fnei lavin, because we just, having flowing credit markets is so essential to our economy, so that it's just an absolutely necessary thing. So in that respect, this is very, very, very crucial, to say the least. And it's something that, reflects the importance of aniyim in society, no different than Hillel's Prosbul and, many other institutions, many other halachic instruments that are reflective of the importance of the poor elements in society, and how all of society needs to adjust to that. So Shimon ben Shetach was saying, nonetheless, even though we don't have a formal drisha v'chakira, you can't throw up the white flag and not take seriously what's going on. Havimar belach or se'edim, and at the same time, and that's again a din d'oraisa, based on the pesukim in Sefer Dvarim, v'derash v'chakarta v'shalta heitev, v'hinei emes nachon adavar. And then again, the importance of always chachamim hizharu b'derecha, as we'll get to in Avtalio, two Mishnayos from now, because it's so critical that we don't do anything that could cause a person to engage in dishonest behavior, as the pasuk again we just talked about midvar sheker tirchak. But v'hinei emes nachon hadavar, the goal is to always get to the absolute truth. Everybody have a meaningful Yom HaZikaron.